This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right here, we wanted to get into motorcycle talk and driving motorcycles. We see them, people driving motorcycles all the time, and there's a lot of people that drive them very responsibly. There's some that do some crazy stuff on them, stunts and stuff like that on highways. And the reason we're going to get into this conversation is because we lost a professional athlete. We lost somebody that we've loved in this area. Cedric Benson passed away. He was involved in a motorcycle accident on Saturday. His motorcycle, along with somebody that was riding with him, crashed into a minivan and just was engulfed in flames. And TMZ Sports has some of the pictures of it. They're not releasing the video, thank God, but people were shooting it before anybody got there to help, necessarily paramedics and professionals. So people there on the scene tried to help as best they could. As many as six cars pulled over and a handful of people raced over to try to help out. But they succumbed to the injuries, both Cedric and his passenger. And very, very, very sad thing. And it prompted us to want to have a discussion about riding motorcycles. We want to learn more. I know for myself, I'm ignorant about it. I don't know a lot about it. Earlier that night, he had sent out a picture on Instagram with a picture of his BMW motorcycle, two helmets, and it said, "My Saturday evening." He was going out to ride a little bit, but this one hurts with the Longhorn Nation, and he also had a pretty fantastic pro career.
Yeah, his years with Chicago weren't nearly as—he was drafted by Chicago, and at the time, he was— I think he was sixth all-time in NCAA history when he came out of college. And his years in Chicago weren't that stellar, but he had 3,000-yard seasons with Cincinnati. But for Cedric Benson, especially around here, it's about what he did in high school. He was at Robert E. Lee High School in Midland, and he won three state championships. And in those three state championship games, he had 15 touchdowns in three championship games.
Wow.
That is absurd. He's probably most known for his junior year when he rushed for 3,500 yards and 51 touchdowns in 1 year. He is about as dominant a high school athlete as there has ever been. He was drafted in baseball, played center field and all that. Obviously was big with the Longhorns at the time, second only Ricky Williams coming out of college. But his high school exploits and estate that is absolutely insanely engulfed in high school football, that is about as legendary gets.
All right, I want to do this. I want to take some phone calls from our Tullos who ride motorcycles. I want to learn more about it. I'm super scared of it. And we've had a Tolo in studio before who works in a morgue. I don't know if that's the right word for what he does, but I guess it's not a morgue. He works at a funeral home. And he said to us, man, don't ever ride a motorcycle. Just don't ever, ever ride a motorcycle. Or we know people that have worked in hospitals that are like, no matter what, do not ride around on a motorcycle. And when we were in California, the traffic was horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're in traffic all the time. And we notice it's just a way of life out there to ride a motorcycle and people just zip through, you're in stop and go traffic and they're zipping through there like 40, 50 miles an hour. And then every once in a while here in the Metroplex, you see a big group of motorcycles slow traffic down to clear up a bunch of space in front of them. And then they start doing tricks and wheelies and stuff like that. And man, it always makes me so nervous. I have a hard time watching because I just, you worry that somebody's going to have an accident.
Yeah, I'm pretty terrified of that whole thing just because the survival rate is so low. And I kind of underscore what you're talking about, Ben. This text message came in at the AutoFlex Leasing Fantex, which you can text in as well if you can't call in, 877-881-1053. But when you're putting out the call, this person said exactly what you're talking about. Work in the healthcare industry. Definitely sad news about Cedric Benson. Just wanted to say the two most common head injuries we see in our hospital each and every day are because of motorcycles and football injuries. Kind of scary. And the whole point of this is that if you do get in a motorcycle accident, your chance of survival is so limited. And if you do survive, it's probably with a head injury that will alter the state of your well-being forever.
All right, I want to take some calls. Let's go to Daryl in Mansfield on line one. Daryl, man, appreciate you jumping on. Help educate us and inform us as to what this is all about and how you cope with the dangers of riding.
Well, good morning, guys. I always hate to hear about one of my fellow brothers going down on a bike. It's a fact that motorcycle riding is something that you either love or you hate. And those that love it, it gets in your blood. And it's something that I'll always do. As long as I can kick my leg over my motorcycle, I'll ride it. And when I can't do that, I'll probably get a trike. But it's something that you either love or you don't like it. And all I can say is that I'm not afraid to ride, but I do respect the situation.
And awesome. Hey, thank you so much, Daryl. I appreciate you calling in. I want to try to get to as many folks here, and God bless you. Be safe out there. Let's go to Alfonso in Plano. I think that's line six, Shippy. Alfonso, you're on 105.3 The Fan. We'd love to get your thoughts. What do you do to be safe out there, man?
Hey, guys. Thank you, first and foremost, for having me on. And I'm a Tolo and love your show. First and foremost, you know, we ride in a different time, too. You know, I mean, everybody's texting and, you know, not paying attention to the road. That's why, you know, it's the responsibility of the rider to make sure that, you know, they're cognizant of what's going on in their surrounding. You know, granted, I understand that riding a motorcycle, it is a dangerous vehicle to have out on the road. But at the same time, it's something that's fun. It's something that not only myself, but other people enjoy doing. And, you know, we just have to be cognizant of the fact that we are responsible for also making sure that we are in a safe type of situation, not being irresponsible behind the wheel. I mean, we, you know, popping wheelies and weaving in and out of traffic, I mean, that to me is very irresponsible. It's not what I do as a motorcycle rider. And I truly enjoy riding my bike with my wife, and we go places, and we just have a good old time. But I'm always cognizant of the fact that, hey, I'm also responsible for what I'm doing on the road. It's not just other people, you know, but you also have to be, you know, you also have to be aware of your surroundings.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Alfonso. And so with these first two calls, I think what you're hearing, there's a lot of people that do this responsibly and do it the right way. You know, the folks Ben's talking about that are clearing out the highway and popping wheelies, those are just crazy thrill seekers. If they're not doing it on a motorcycle, they're probably doing something else dangerous. And I think as you get older, your urge and need to do that sort of stuff kind of wanes a little bit. But these people that riding is just a part of their life, they're going to ride no matter what, because that is what a big part of them getting up every day is about. And same with people who jump out of airplanes or rock climb or whatever, that's just a part of their being in a lot of ways.
From the 972, somebody says, I had a Harley and fell twice shortly thereafter I got rid of my motorcycle. And obviously the big old Harley and the cruiser like that is a different experience than these crotch rockets,
right?
And kind of the stunt riding. I want to talk to one of these guys who rides super aggressively and pops all the wheelies and stuff. Maybe Malcolm in Fort Worth is that guy. He's on line seven. Malcolm, you're on the Ben and Skin Show. Hey, how do you ride? What is your riding style like?
What's up, guys? Well, when I was, I'll be honest with you, when I was younger, I rode hard and heavy. But now that I've gotten older, I mean, I ride. Motorcycling is a lifestyle for me. It's not just adventure or fear, you know, anything like that.
Sure, and I'm not judging. Did you back in your youth, did you ride? Or were you the type of guy who would slow down traffic to clear space and then ride, pop wheelies and stuff like that?
We didn't slow down traffic. We just did it.
Man.
You know,
that was young. That was,
yeah.
That was fun seeking, you know. And but one thing about a motorcycle, you have to respect it, because according to the weather, whatever, it could be too hot. Your bike's going to hook up. It's going to hook up a little harder. You got to ride that thing like you ride a horse at times, because you just never know what it's going to do. If it's hot outside, you're not going to get as much horsepower. If it's cooler,
yeah,
hey, a lot more. Yeah.
Thank you for your call, man. Glad you're riding safe. We got time for one more call. Let's go to Brandon in Fort Worth. He's one of those guys who rides around popping wheelies. Okay, Brandon, what is your riding style like?
What was that?
What's your style like when you ride, brother?
Usually crazy.
Okay, so walk us through that. Are you part of like a subculture, a crew that goes out and riding and stuff, and how often do you guys see fatalities amongst your friends and things like that?
A few of them. Every once in a while, we'll see stuff. We go and do charity rides for certain things like that. You know, the crew that's fallen and the fatalities and stuff we do with.
Well, I'm so sorry to hear that. Be careful. They're telling us again, we got to take Finley on line four.
Oh, I love Mike Finley.
Finley, line four, you're on the Ben and Skin Show. Hey, man, what would you like to say about riding out here in DFW?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. I'm part of a bike gang called Urban Riders, and we kind of do it for the thrill. You know, it gets our blood flowing. And another thing, the crowd love to see it. You know, every Sunday we get together, and we all ride out on 20. And we want them people who will stop the traffic and pop wheelies and you know, go on and, you know, stop the brakes real hard so we can get on one.
Finley, how old are you, man?
I'm 27.
Okay, and you've been doing this. I've been taking it for a while, right? 5-10 years?
I've been doing this since I was 18.
Oh, my God. Okay, so have you lost people in your circle? Have people died?
Yeah, I lost my cousin. You know, he went to pop a wheelie one time, and we was at an intersection, and someone came and actually ran the light and hit him and killed him instantly.
So it wasn't even y'all's danger that caused that. That was somebody else's mistake.
Yeah, you know, people see us on motorcycles, and you know, they're in a car or whatever, and they get, you know, I've been in times before where I've been on the freeway, you know, flying, and I guess they don't like it either, so they'll try to chase us down, and you know, kind of try to scare us. It ain't all about the motorcycles too. It's the actual people that, you know, get road rage out here. And I mean, you just gotta protect yourself. I wear a helmet at all time, make sure I got all fully geared up. But even that stuff can't protect you, because I broke my wheels before, and I, you know, shattered my leg before falling out.
Man, that is living on the edge. Finley, good luck to you, man. Stay safe out there. Whole point is that if it's part of your culture and lifestyle, you're gonna keep doing it until the wheels fall off. It's the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.